You're listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.
Our vision is to raise up leaders of character who serve
and add value to their spheres of influence.
To produce dynamic leaders, we develop the whole person by cultivating servanthood,
building integrity,
and facilitating personal transformation.
And now, let's begin today's podcast interview.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast by CEO Global USA. Thanks for tuning in again this week. We're excited to be back. Today, I am joined in the podcast studio by another distinguished guest and CEO Global mentor, Chad Manning, who currently leads private brand sourcing for sporting goods at Walmart. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
So can you first start by sharing with us a little bit about your career journey and how you came to be where you are at Walmart?
Hey, sure. Be glad to. Thanks again for having me. About 15 years ago, Walmart called me up here to Northwest Arkansas, actually to work as a computer programmer in ISD, our Information Systems Division, at Walmart. And it was a lot of fun. I spent a little over 4.5 years there in ISD doing coding in our replenishment import systems. And during that time, I realized I wanted to do a little bit something more, and I wanted to grow my experience. And through that time, I said I walked over to the home office to work in our imports division for replenishment. There, had a lot of fun. Then got to go into do replenishment category leadership for a produce department. Worked there. Worked in electronics. Also worked in the baby department.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a lot of fun. During that time, realized I wanted to do something more global in nature, and just made a decision that wanted to pursue that, and that's what took me to actually our international division. I worked for a year with our China division in Shenzhen for our Walmart stores in China, and that was an amazing experience. Worked with some amazing people, getting a chance to be in China basically 2 weeks out of every month with a team in China, and it was an amazing growth experience culturally, personally, professionally, all around. And and then from there, went now into what I am now, a global sourcing with sporting goods. And so that's kind of my short career history.
Wow. It's very versatile. That's neat. So how did you come to get involved with CEO Global? And you're a mentor and a guest speaker with us. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got acquainted with the company and got to be involved.
Yeah, sure. Had a chance to hear about, actually, because I do a lot in China, I heard about how they got their start in China and found out that the program was actually starting at the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville.
Right.
And when I found out about that, I really wanted to be a part of that. And a big reason for me and the reason I wanted to be involved with CEO Global was really their mission and my mission really matched up.
Right.
And because for me, my mission and personal vision statement is to reach, reproduce, and release the next generation of leaders in Northwest Arkansas and the world. And when I look at that and look at what CEO Global does, they're doing the same thing. And so, and that's important to me in all the activities I have, be it at work or outside of work. And so that's a big reason why I attached onto it.
That's really neat. Yeah, they have such a clear mission and vision, and it's really easy to get on board with it because it's just, it just makes sense for people who are thinking about the next generation and just trying to improve also the company and culture that they're in right now. So you have a lot of international work experience, and you mentioned that that was something that you moved toward because you were drawn to it. Does it, from your experience, does it seem that an employee really needs to have leadership skills at every level of their career, or is that something that only the boss needs?
Yeah, no, great question. No, you've, as soon as you walk in the door, you have to be prepared to have leadership talents in your back pocket. The environment you walk into in most corporations or even entrepreneurships, you're in an environment of people and you are working through difficult situations that you're trying to accomplish something. And in those situations, you need to be able to work with people and be able to influence in those times. And it doesn't matter if you're the boss, if you're just walked in the door, you're going to find yourself in situations where you have to lead. I remember when I first got my job at Walmart, walking into a room of a manager and where they brought in like some, you know, very experienced 20-year, 30-year associates and asking me to lead the direction to these associates that have been there for 20, 30 years. And oh, I'm like, I just walked in the door and I've been there for, you know, a short time. And it was kind of a shock and awe for me because I wasn't prepared for that leadership that I needed to be able to provide during that time. So it is worthwhile to be prepared as soon as you walk out the door of college and university level to be in those situations.
Right. So in the Way to Success program, we often talk about how true leadership is based on influence and not just the position. Like you said, it's not just the boss that has the influence or the leadership. Can you share with us something about that dynamic from your experience?
Yeah, sure. What's interesting, one of the very common questions you actually hear in interviews at Walmart is that how did you convince someone of an opinion that is very different from their own? And that convincing of an opinion is not one of somebody that's someone that works for you that you have positional responsibility over. There are others, the people next to you. We work in a matrix environment at Walmart where we, in merchandising, where we have, you know, buyers, replenishment, planning, and a lot of different groups. We're all trying to work to accomplish the same thing together. Right. And in that, we all try to provide our input in those situations. One of the things that helps with that is what's the common purpose that you're working towards? And you all can align on that and the why. One of those situations I found myself in was when I was in one of the divisions earlier in my career was where we had to convince a large group of associates to take on an additional task in their jobs. And they did not want to take on this additional task, yet we knew it was the right thing to do for that particular group to take on that task. And we got our information together, brought it to a large group. If you can imagine a large round boardroom table environment, that's really what it looked like. And you had leaders from that organization very against this taking on this new task. Well, we walked them through it, showed the vision of that. And at that point, they had to make a decision to go one way or the other. And after they looked at it and saw that they went the direction we needed them to go based on the fact of the purpose and the common purpose of what needed to be accomplished, they knew that it's a task they needed to take on. So it doesn't matter if it's easy if you are the manager or the boss of somebody just to say, hey, I need you to go do this. But that's not the world we work in. We work in a world where we're all partners working towards a common goal to accomplish something greater than what we could alone.
So, and now to touch a little bit on the servant leadership aspect that CEO Global values so much, why do you personally value servant leadership in the Way to Success?
Yeah, and I tell you, when I hear that, and some of the things you'll hear, I think, as you talk about servant leadership, you'll hear things about having the values of a shepherd. Maybe I am second, you know, how others want to be treated, you know, how you treat someone in which you don't need anything in return. And those are, that's the way people want to be treated. And when you're not in that environment, it becomes very, I wouldn't say it's not hostile, but it's some a place someone doesn't want to be. One experience I could tell you of a very two different situations was a supplier we went to visit in another town. They in their office, the leaders of that office had their lunch, and where they ate with guests was up on another floor in a locked area that was in a special boardroom type place. And then everyone else in the group ate on the first floor in a very common area. When I was working in China, went to one of the largest warehouses in mainland China for Walmart. And at that warehouse, the leader of that warehouse, the manager of the entire thing, he would eat with his workers in their break room where they eat in their canteens, be out in their break rooms, being with them. And that servant leadership is not to put ourselves up on this high pedestal that separates us from the people in our company. Sam Walton was well known for being a great servant leader. He spent time in the stores with the associates, with the cashiers, with the people that are actually doing the work. Because without being there, you never truly get to a point where you can accomplish great things. And so that's where servant leadership is very important. And again, one more time, say it is that Sam Walton was one of the greatest servant leaders in corporate America over the past 100 years, I think.
Yeah, it seems probably also to tie into what you said earlier about being united on your vision and your mission. Wouldn't it be so difficult to be united on something when you feel completely separated from the person that's leading and creating that vision, and yet the people who are on the lower level are supposed to be executing it?
Yeah, and for us, it's save people money so they can live better. And you'll hear people at Walmart, that's our vision, and that's what we work towards. And so whenever we walk in the door in our jobs, whatever they might be, you can usually figure out how you and your job are connected back to that to save people money right. So they can live better.
So you spoke to this a little bit, but I'll ask it just in case you have anything else to share. How have servant leaders become a positive influence in your work environment?
Yeah, people notice when you go out of your way to do something for someone that's totally not expected of you. And again, one of our core values at Walmart is respect for the individual, and it's seen throughout actions of our leaders consistently. One of the big things that we do at Walmart, for example, is called the grassroots. Some people might call it, opinion surveys or things like that to hear feedback from your associates. Mm-hmm. It's a crucial part of the success of Walmart. The grassroots. Out of that, just one example, if you walk into a Walmart store, you will see as you check out at the cash register, there's the plastic bags that you put your groceries in, and it turns on a turnstile there.
Right.
That idea came from an associate working in the stores, and now it's across every single store across the Walmart U.S. And so that's where you learn the appreciation of listening to your people. Everyone has to listen. One of the things I've heard from actually a group called Fierce Conversations, they do call it the beach ball method, where you'll bring people in. You think about a beach ball, there's different colors all around the beach ball, and someone on all the way on like the blue side over here doesn't truly be able to see what the red color over here on this side of the beach ball can see. And so you have to get all those opinions and listen to everyone, because without that diversity of opinion, you'll continue to go down a path that only you can see, that others can actually give you perspective that'll
right.
bring value.
Exactly, that you don't have yourself even
yeah.
as a higher level leader. All right, thank you so much for this interview, Chad. This has been great. I just want to ask you one final question, and do you have any final pieces of advice on servant leadership, on being an influential leader in the workplace that you'd like to leave everyone with?
Yeah, sure. Thank you again. This has been a great experience. The last thing I will leave you with is having the values of a shepherd. A good shepherd, looks after every sheep in their flock, no matter how lost they are, prevents them from going off a cliff or whatever else. And so when you think about that in the real world, in our corporate environment, there'll be people that you work with that you may see off that are lost, that may be on their way to making bad decisions. Well, go pull them back in, no matter if they work for you or not. Be a good shepherd to everyone. And I think that shows great servant leadership, that you care about the people that you're around, be it your family, friends, or coworkers. So I'd encourage you just to think about that, being a good shepherd.
That's great. Thank you again so much. We really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Way to Success Leadership Podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear your questions. So visit ceoglobalusa.org to continue the conversation with us. Thanks again for listening, and remember to tune in next week.
You've been listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.